I think my whole life, yeah. So everybody that knows me knows I have said this my entire life.
You want a mature person or an older person?
An older person.
Thoughts on Lifestyle Show, Strong and Sassy, and founder and CEO of NS Chemist Limited, NS Bediako Sampon, has congratulated the media, multimedia group, and Joy 99.7 FM on the celebration of our 25th anniversary. He talks about how Joy has helped his business succeed. He's been speaking on the Super Morning Show.
We've been working with you for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, marketing programs such as adverts and those things, we do them with you. Mm-hmm. I remember the late Conrad Dumont. He was a very good friend. He was a very, very good friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would come, look, Ernest, we think we have this package for you. We think that if you do it that way, you'll be sort of okay. So I'm happy that you're celebrating your 25th anniversary, and I wish you the best and success in whatever you do.
Hashtag Grateful Hearts, 25 years of broadcasting excellence. And that's it for the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. Of course, there's more news when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Dr. Mensah Otabiol is up next with Living Word. I am MFA Pau.
So everyone says I'm a Kosia filler, but it's not like I'm nosy. Or go out to find out the latest filler. It's just that I get 50 megabytes of data free after paying for only the first minute of every call. And so I just keep discovering stuff minute after minute. That's how come I was minding my business, scrolling through my timeline, and I found out Coco has a new baby. Oh, and lastly, I learned Ken won the lottery. You see, Ken is my brother's friend. So hello! Look who's about to roll with the rich and famous.
Enjoy even more value with MTN Free After One. You only pay for the first minute of your call on MTN Free After One, and the rest is free. Plus, you enjoy free 50 megabytes worth of data to browse your favorite sites. Compare where, compare there. So dial *315# to sign up. We day for you everywhere you go. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Open House Party.
This show is all about the hottest tracks, the latest hits, the freestyles, the amazing guests, the live phone-ins. It's your number one Saturday night show, the Open House Party, on the number one radio station, 8 p.m. to 12 midnight, with the one and only DJ Black. Hashtag Open House Party on all social media platforms.
It's the Open House Party, here on Joy 99.7 FM.
There's only one place to set your mood right when it's a Friday night. The Weekend Warmer with DJ Black. All the hot throwbacks, all the hottest tracks, all the live phone-ins, everything that's going to make you laugh and put your mood right on a Friday. The Weekend Warmer on Joy 99.7 FM with DJ Black, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Yeah.
Slamming and breaking down the hits with DJ Black on the Weekend Warmer.
Weekend Warmer.
Yes, my people.
Yes, Weekend Warmer with DJ Black
on Joy FM.
Change the way we look at things, the things we look at change.
Winning strategies, nuggets of wisdom, unforgettable stories, all in one inspirational hour. Springboard your virtual university with Albert and Comfort Okran and guests.
Planning is bringing the future into the present.
A job is for the salaries, mundane, survival-oriented, and there's no passion. But a career has fulfillment, innovation, drive. A growth path is clear, and you can build step by step all the way to the top.
Matriculate at 7 p.m. and graduate at 8 p.m. every Sunday on Joy 99.7 FM and live on Facebook. Springboard is brought to you by Legacy and Legacy and Joy 99.7 FM and proudly sponsored by MTN, Enterprise Group, UMB Bank, and Axis Pension Trust with support from the graphic business.
Joy 99.7 FM.
bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
So, when the heir is a child, he's under the elemental spiritual forces of this world. Inferior spiritual forces. Born again, spirit-filled, child of God. Is he a child of God? Yes. How come when somebody cast a spell on him, it gets him? Because the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a slave. He is under the elemental spiritual forces. So sometimes Christians will say, but I'm a believer, but there's somebody, a witch in my family, and he's harassing me. The heir, as long as he is a child, is under the elementary inferior spiritual forces. Witches will harass you. People will throw medicine at you. That's a purely Ghanaian statement. They will throw medicine, not pharmaceuticals, but they will throw medicine at you and it will hit you. Somebody smears black powder on your chair, you sit on it and you paralyze and you say, but I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, I'm more than a conqueror, I have the blood of Jesus. The heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from the slave. He's under elementary spiritual forces, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, attacks. And there are believers who are always talking about attacks, attacks, attacks. If you are constantly being attacked by inferior spiritual forces, may I suggest to you, according to the scripture, you are an heir who is a child who is not different from a slave. It is not a mark of spirituality for you to be spiritually attacked. It is a mark of immaturity for you to be attacked spiritually and for that attack to attack you. The heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave and is under the elementary forces of the evil one. So if you are afraid to go to your village because there are forces there, the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different. If people cast spells against you spiritually and they attack you, you are not spiritually mature, according to the Bible. Someone said, but I pray. Prayer doesn't mean spiritual maturity. I'm going to show you what maturity is. Maturity is not prayer. Maturity is not speaking in tongues. Maturity is not going to church. Because you can go to church for 100 years and be a baby. You can pray for 1,000 hours and still be a baby. The heir, as long as he is a child, is going to be subjected to inferior spiritual forces. And some of you spend all your lives running away from inferior spiritual forces. Going for prayer meetings because you are afraid of inferior spiritual forces. Going to prophets because you are afraid of inferior spiritual forces. And why are you afraid of them? Because the heir, as long as he's a child. There are heirs who are children who are like slaves. The third manifestation of the elements of this world is oppressive religious laws. This includes traditional and cultural laws. It's amazing how born-again Christians can subject themselves to oppressive cultural laws. And there are Christians who are born again. I don't doubt your salvation. I believe you are born again. But around your waist, there is medicine. Because you just can't believe that God can protect you. Some of you have special oils that you put on your hands and your face to go to town. The heir, as long as he is a child. Some of you go to your hometowns
And there are certain things they say, we have to talk to the elders. And you know how we talk to elders in Ghana? We talk to them by pouring drink. And some of you somehow are afraid, if I don't do that, maybe a curse will come upon me. Or you lose somebody in your family, somebody dies. And people say, well, we have to pour libation. We have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do that. And you're afraid, if I don't do that, a ghost will attack me. The heir, as long as he is a child. The heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from the slave and is under elementary doctrines, elementary forces. So you are afraid if you don't pour libation, your grandmother or your mother will disturb your sleep. You are afraid if you don't perform some ritual, then some power will attack you. But you are born again Christian. And then people sometimes will quote and say, hey, I know somebody who didn't do it and it happened to him and things went bad. The heir, as long as he is a child, is like a slave under the elementary inferior spirits of this world and wrong, obsolete cultural practices. Those are the elements of this world. The Christian life is not for you to be born again and remain a baby. The Christian life is you are saved by grace, but you are being saved through grace also to come to the fullness of the stature of the measure of Christ, that you will not be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. The heir must know he's an heir. The heir must know that. So how does the heir move from being a child to a mature person so he can possess his inheritance? That Paul gives us some way out in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 21. Ephesians 1, 15 to 21. This is the prayer of Paul. When Paul prayed for the Christians, this is what he prayed for. This is what he really desired that they will have. Please listen to the prayer of Paul. It says, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Okay, so what's he praying? Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. For what purpose? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. For what? That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. For the heir to move from a child to a master of his inheritance, he must know three things. Three things according to this passage. Number one, you must know the hope of your calling. The hope of your calling. This hope of your calling refers to the expectation that God has for you. God saved us with hope. He saved us with an expectation. It is similar to the hope a father has of his child. A father takes his child to the best school, pays extremely high fees for the child's education. Why is he doing that? Why did he pay the price? Because he has an expectation. He has a hope. And his hope is that his child will become something great or somebody great. He wants the child to be equipped for the future. That is the hope of his calling. The father has paid the price because he has a hope for the child. The Bible says you have to know the hope that God had when he called you. Why did he pay so much for your salvation? Why did he send his son? Why did he allow his son to die? Why did he give you the Holy Spirit? What was he hoping for? What was the hope? Sometimes a father can go to all that extent and pays so much for the child, but the child goes to school and plays the fool. So you have to know the hope of your calling. Why did God go to the extent he went to for your salvation? Why did he say the blood of goats was not enough? The blood of bulls is not enough. He said even angels could not die for you. That God sent his only begotten son. What was it all about? That is called the hope of your calling. That what God expects to achieve because of your salvation. You have to know that. Number two, you have to know the riches of your inheritance. The riches of your inheritance. You need to know the riches of your inheritance. The full extent of your inheritance in Christ. I want you to imagine a child who has been told that he is now an heir. And he's told that his father has left him $1 billion. Now you wish that was your father, isn't it? The child is told, your father has left you $1 billion. But this child is immature. He can only count up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And he feels accomplished. Wow, I've counted to 10. So they tell him, you have inheritance of 1 billion, but his counting is to 10. He cannot understand the riches of his inheritance because his knowledge, his skill, his understanding is up to 10. His inheritance far exceeds his capacity to count. And if he doesn't grow to appreciate 1 billion, then he will always limit his inheritance to 10 because he can only count to 10. You have to know the riches of your inheritance. If your father left you property, and let's say that you live in Kokomlemle, your father left you property in Kokomlemle, but he also left you property in Ajirigano, and then he left you property in Burkina Faso, and he left you property in Italy, and he left you property in China, and he left you property in Australia, but your whole world is Kokomlemle. Then you cannot understand the riches of your inheritance. You can only go around inspecting the Kokomlemle houses, but the Chinese houses you can never possess because you don't understand the riches of your inheritance. The heir who is a child has no way of understanding the riches of his inheritance. So for some believers, their salvation is only limited to not going to hell, going to heaven. Speaking in tongues. The riches of your inheritance is beyond not going to hell, not going to hell and going to heaven and speaking in tongues. There is a vast reservoir of inheritance that has been bequeathed to you. And Paul says, if you're going to grow from a child to a master, you have to know the riches of your inheritance. Oh, I love that. The riches of your inheritance. And then the riches of your inheritance. The third thing that we have to understand is the exceeding greatness of God's power in us. We need to know how much power God has made available to us. When you're a Christian, you have the power. Somebody say, I have the power. But what power is it? Do you understand the extent of power that God has given to us? Yes, I have power to pray. I have power to read the Bible. But what is the extent? Now, Paul tells us the extent of the power that is in you, not outside you, in you. And he describes it in verse 19 and 20, that the power that God has made available to us is equivalent to the power he used to raise Christ from the dead. seated him in heaven, and placed him far above all principality and power. I don't know whether you think that is power.